Beba Hadžić was a principal of an elementary school in Srebrenica when the Bosnian War broke out. As a Muslim, she was forced to flee the city as the Serbs pursued their campaign of ethnic cleansing. She never saw Rakom Mladic in person, but she sees the legacy of his brutality every day. She runs an organization in Bosnia that aids the female relatives of those killed in the massacre at Srebrenica. Can you tell us, Mrs. Hadžić, what the detention of this man, Rakom Mladic, means to you?
I am from Srebrenica. A lot of my relatives, my neighbors, my colleagues, a lot of people was killed in that time. And my feeling when it's Ratko Mladic, it's one big question, how people can do that. He has possibility to say to soldiers, don't kill young people, don't kill old people, don't kill wife. But he didn't do anything. How and why it's happened in Srebrenica? Why they killed so many, many, many people? And my feeling about Mladic, it's I really cannot think about men who did that.
So you have those questions about Rakom Mladic. What about the women who you work with, the women old or young whose family members, like yours, have been victimized by ethnic cleansing or the massacre at Srebrenica? What do they say?
Today, when we got that information about this arrest at Komadic, we all say that it's better to have them late than never. Yes, because a lot of women think that he knows where his mask is, he's not found yet.
That he will point families and authorities to mass graves.
Yes. More. Maybe he will say in Hague various mass graves which is not found yet.
And are there many people that you work with who still don't know where their loved ones are?
Yes. We have a lot of women who is not find family members. Because you know when Srebrenica filled with so many people killed. For example, my sister lost son, which was only 16. From 1995 today, we didn't find any information from them. And maybe it's last hope for people when Mladic will be in Hague, does he will say where is mass graves and maybe the women can find sons.
Do you think that these women, and maybe you can speak for yourself, as you say you lost family members, you lost your nephew during this period, do you think that really what you're looking for and these women might be looking for is information such as that, or retribution, or punishment?
All. Justice and punishment is part of life. That's what we ask for.
Beba Hadžić is founder and director of BOSFAM, an organization helping women who lost family members during the Bosnian War.